Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another great episode here. You got Frederick and Ferdinand, or Payne, or Adam, or whatever you guys want to call us. You can call us whatever you want. We don't really care.
I used to just call you Payne.
So. It's true. It's true. It's been my online name since I was spawned onto this earth, I swear. Anyways, we got some fun stuff. I was. I just came out the womb, and they're like, Payne. That's what he's going to use online. That's the one. But, we have both been playing this awesome game that you brought up, I want to say about a week ago now, called Skyweaver. And yep. It is a stellar game, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on it so far?
Yeah, I wish I had more time to play it.
What do you mean? I thought you were playing it quite a bit. Last time we spoke, you said you were playing it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I was. I did. I did have a lot of time to play it. And then... I don't know. I just had to get caught up on work, and I made a video, trying to make a couple of videos this week. So I've been playing like one or two games. But in defense, I did watch you play for like an hour and a half, so I did learn about it for quite a bit.
You actually learned something from me? Oh, man.
Experiences. Well, yeah, I mean, from
a little bit
of your strategy and stuff while you're playing.
Oh, Lord, what is my strategy? You got to tell me all about it.
I don't know. I just like... you know, watched you play heart cards. You're having some luck with it. That's fair.
You got to believe in the heart of the cards. Don't get me wrong. Anyone who watches me, because it'll inevitably happen, I can be a salty boy sometimes. I'll be upfront. I'll say that right now. I absolutely hate when I do everything right and lose to randomness. However, that's just a part of playing games. It's just one of those things that drives me crazy. You know, I'm like an old man telling kids to get off my lawn when that happens. So. But there's nothing wrong. It's all in good heartedness, because obviously RNG goes both ways. So yeah, let's kind of talk about it. What's that?
Randomness.
Yeah, RNG, like when you play games,
generator is what I think of.
Yeah. The way I can describe it is like when you play a card game like Magic, right? There's still randomness in how you get your lands in order to be able to play the cards in your hand. However, it's limited to the fact that all of your cards do exactly what they say they do. They don't do anything extra. They don't do anything more. Cards can have cool interactive effects with each other. But like one card can't just magically make more cards, right? Like when you build a deck, you're building it a very specific way. And I love playing card games like that. When you play a game like Skyweaver, it's similar. However, the RNG is, it gives you your mana, so you don't have to play lands to get things, which is cool. Like, I like that. It's more consistent for a newer player. It makes it like you don't get screwed where you can't play your cards. The flip side is they add in a lot of create X amount of cards in your hand, and then that creates randomness because it's no longer me playing around. This is what their deck could be. Not that I know all the cards in Skyweaver, but it's like you have to start playing around every single card in the game when it gets to that. You have to start thinking about, okay, what cards could they have possibly gotten? What can happen? That's the thing that it irks me, but I can deal with it. It's not as bad as Hearthstone by any means, and it's still an incredibly fun game. So that's my only true issue with the game, is there is a little bit of RNG. And when I say a little, there's really not that much. So it's really not that bad. And I highly recommend that people try this out because it's really fun. And it's overall, I'd say it's pretty well balanced.
Yeah. So this is my take after you saying that. So I was playing with Banjo for quite a while. And I think Banjo's type cards, I can't remember what type. I have them up right here. But I was playing with Banjo, Intellect and Wisdom. And I think his cards are cheap enough that you can get them all out on the board and feel like you have a lot of cards out and that you have a lot of options and stuff. And then, you know, that randomness stuff you're talking about, also, like, there's lots of cards that clear the board. And I've become a lot better, I think, because I'm a lot more conservative playing my cards in the first place. Because a lot of time people will play that randomness or play that board clear a little like too early on, and it's almost like you're waiting to see who will expose themselves more first.
So that's exactly how you should play. 1000% that. And like, if anyone watches, I'm sure you even notice, like, there are times where I make misplays. I'll overplay, you know, I'll play too many cards and they'll get a board wipe, and then I'm like, well, I lost. You know, that's card management. Resource management is one of the most important things. And this is one of those games that has done it really, really well, which I'm really impressed by overall.
Yeah. So mostly I just enjoy playing strength heavy, heart heavy hands that are just kind of forgiving. And they have that randomness and stuff. And even because we're playing on Discovery as well, because both of us are not trying to put a bunch of money into this, you know.
Boy, do I have something to say to you.
Oh, you bought some stuff?
Okay. Oh, God, I didn't buy anything. No, I didn't buy anything. I have been playing Constructed, though.
Yeah, I played a little Constructed. What do you think?
So far, I mean, I'm in low rank Constructive, so I feel like I'm playing against people who don't know how to actually play card games, which is possible.
That's that what happened to me.
Yeah, like I've had a few good matches. Overall, I like Constructed because I can build my deck. I know what's in my deck. I have a strategy in my deck, which I kind of like. Honestly, though, I don't think I can comment too much on it unless I rank up at least another one or two times, because then I feel like I'm going to start playing against like legitimate players. Something I have noticed that's a little weird, though, in Discovery at my lower rank, I have been playing against people who bought cards.
Yeah, silver cards.
Silver and gold. Like, they spent money on the game, and they still are playing the random game. Like, if you spent money on it at this point, you should only be playing Constructed. Because you should, in theory, bought yourself a decent deck, and in theory should be able to get better rewards. Maybe they're not as good, which is fine.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it just seems
weird.
But I
did see that while I was editing. Another thing that you brought up while you were talking with a viewer while you were streaming was that Discovery plays a little slow for people's taste, whereas Constructed, like you're saying, you have strategy and you're getting from point A to point Z. And when you're playing Discovery, it's more like, well, how do I make this work?
Exactly. And that's one thing I like about Discovery a lot, is you have to learn how to use what you're given. You know, you're given a random set of tools. You got to piece it together and go. I will say this. I feel like I've had enough matches in Discovery with the same champion that the decks kind of feel similar. I'm starting to think that there's only like three or four quote unquote random decks that it pulls, and it's not a true random, which is kind of cool. Because if that's the case, you can also, in theory, play enough of it and then realize, oh, I have this version or this version or this version, and then you can start playing around it. I could be completely wrong in that. But some of the decks, when I'm playing, some of the games, I should say, feel incredibly similar to another game, which could just be there's not a huge card pool, or the way their random deck is designed is they have X amount of random decks, and when you load into a match, it just goes 1 through 10. This is the one you get. Boom, bam, shazam. There you go. Have you noticed anything like that with the decks that you're playing at all?
I don't think I've played it enough yet.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm just starting to hold some ranks heading towards Scholar. So.
Oh, very nice. I'm almost out of Scholar in Discovery, which is really cool. I'm getting very close. So I've had personally the best luck with the out of the elements I've had is with Heart or Strength. The champion I'm playing is Heart and Strength and Constructed. I like Heart a lot just because I'm a big fan of bringing things back from the dead. Free stuff, you know? And then Strength is obviously, let me just smash this guy in the face repeatedly and see what happens. I have played the worst, however, with Agile. Agile is very hard for me. And that's also the deck that also beats me the most, though. Like, I cannot pilot that type of a deck very well. And I can't play against it very well, because they always have these crazy cards where their hero just gets really strong, or their minions are just armored, and armor is unbelievably powerful in this game. And if you don't have the right tools to get around it, you're kind of SOL, one could say. But overall, it's a great game. Like, it feels like a lot of thought has gone into this game, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, I have 2 points that I'm thinking about right now. First one is, you mentioned the NFTs. That's something I was going to say. Like, in some games, it's NFTs are like dangerous to games because of the way we think about them. They're like permanent, you know, forever. If you hit a nerf bat on an NFT card later in the future, you basically ruin the value of that investment.
1,000%.
And that's why I'm excited about Skyweaver, because they've taken their time and they have a very balanced, it feels like, game where it's like, it's fun enough, complex enough. It and they put it through, you can, it feels like they put it through the ringer and hit everything with a Nerf bat pretty good. And I don't know, but I haven't played it enough, and I haven't played top level enough, you know.
I don't think we're anywhere near top level. We're just itty bitty little babies.
I mean, I've watched some people play on YouTube and stuff. Yeah. And I mean, it's, that's the constructed decked meta watching them play, which is a totally different level. And you just don't know when you get up there, but it's a fun project to just play and try to collect some cards, because it's definitely going somewhere over the next couple of years.
No, I agree with that 100%. It's very, very fun. And the fact that you can play it on your phone is really cool. I, however, can't, because my authenticator, in order to log into the account that I'm using, will not let me tab out on my phone to get my authentication code to get back into it. It just keeps resending it to me. So I'm not allowed to play on my phone, which makes me really sad.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah, someday. I work from home anyways. It's not like I can't, you know.
And then that other point I was going to make, you mentioned armor, and I successfully memed your armor mentions in your stream.
It was
pretty
funny. It was beautiful. I love the knight. The knight is the okay symbol.
I like clipped that little part out and put it on TikTok. I got like 9 hearts on it. So,
hey, that's
successful meme.
Exactly. Look at us go. We're moving up in the world. So what are your thoughts on the game balance? So, I mean, you have to have some thoughts on it. Like the armor, like the feet, like the abilities.
I just don't really know yet. I don't think I've played enough. I know that it's a lot more fun to play with strength and heart than anything else right now, because you just kind of like stay back and kind of try not to play as, you try to keep your deck kind of bigger. And I'm sure there's other, I've played some hands where it's like damage your opponent with the amount of cards in their hands and stuff. So there's always an answer for something. And that's what, I just don't know what is going to be more powerful yet. I just haven't played enough or looked into it enough. I think it's pretty well-rounded.
I would agree. No, I would agree with that. There's a lot of different tools. And what's really cool is for all the quote-unquote elements that they have and different champions that they have, they all play differently, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. And you can just play it all for free.
Like, none of the that's the best part.
At this point, none of the characters are hidden behind paywalls.
And so, do you have any other statements you'd like to make on the game? Like, obviously your favorite hero is Banjo. Can you kind of talk about that?
No, I haven't played Banjo since I lost a bunch. I play Horik usually now.
Is he heart strength?
He's heart strength.
That's the same guy I'm playing in Construct. I think he's cool.
I also enjoy playing with Mira, who is intellect and strength, but I always go back to just being like, I just enjoy the attrition aspect and just the guard aspect of his deck, you know?
Oh, I understand. Because
that's just my play style. But as I play more and I watch more gameplay and stuff, I enjoy doing like the combo stuff, where I'll like learn about a combo and be like, I have to play that deck to someday maybe pull off that combo, you know? That's usually my progression through characters. Because a lot of my gaming experiences comes through playing fighting games like Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom. And I mean, there's a lot of similarities. Like, if you just think about playing defensively and looking for openings and fighting games and trading card games.
That's very true. That's very true. Oh my goodness, everyone. I am so sorry. This winter air, it's so incredibly dry. So, that's what we got for Skyweaver, everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed our talk. We're probably going to be talking about this quite a bit in the future. I mean, we're both making content for it. I'm streaming it. I've already streamed it like 3 or 4 times. So it's a really fun game. It's great, great pastime. Some features, if you guys want to talk about features we hope they add, obviously it's in beta, but I do hope they add a friend system, because so far I haven't seen like a way you could add another player, and that would be really cool.
Yep. I don't know. I haven't tried to play against you or anything yet, but once we figure that out, that'd be fun videos to make.
Oh, 1,000%. So everyone, thank you so much for obviously listening to us ramble about this awesome game. I hope you guys get a chance to play it. If you do, let us know what you think about it. You can always tweet at Adam here, at Frederick or Ferdinand. You can always stop by our YouTube channel. Also, Frederick and Ferdinand. It's pretty easy to find us. We got all kinds of fun little videos up for you. We hope to see you soon, and you guys have a great day now.